What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It is the power of love. As we get ready for Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. And Michael Mackey, you get the honorary first grievance of the week, sir.
That's easy. Next week's weather. Ugh. I am not a fan of the cold, even though I look super cute in my lovely cowl neck sweaters, but still
fur-topped boots.
My fur-topped boots. Still, it's going to be cold, and I am bitterly cold, apparently.
Okay.
To each their own.
You cannot challenge his grievance.
Do not challenge my grievance.
I just said to each their own. I was supporting him.
Created quite the bit there.
The telephone number is 913-586.
Off the rails again.
7798. 586-7798. We do have one line open. If you want to grab it, let me be the very first, please, to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, we got a full board. So when you hear somebody drop off, that is your cue to call in, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't get in, but you want your grievance heard, you can always text it. The text line is the same number as the call in line. Let's start at the top. Tristan in North Kansas City.
Hi, Tristan.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Happy Festivus Friday to all of you.
Thank you.
I have a grievance and a gratitude. I'm going to start off with my gratitude. A gratitude is we got almost a full week with the wonderful MichaelMackey.com.
Oh, Tristan, bless your heart. That was sweet.
He will get me everywhere. And it's not really a grievance, but more of a suggestion. Y'all took that wonderful photo a couple months back of the full cast, and maybe we should make that the podcast album art now, because the show has become much more than just Dana and Parks. Has become the wonderful Sam Stevie III, Mr. Boss, and of course, Dan Rybom delivering us the wonderful news and the encyclopedic knowledge of interesting facts that he's able to pull off the top of his head. Maybe we can make that happen.
Definitely facts. I'm not sure how interesting, but you're right. We are updating the picture, but by the way, that picture that we currently use, it needs to be updated anyway, because that picture was taken at Union Station, I believe, in 2013 or 14.
No, it wasn't.
The one with Dane and me?
Yeah, I took that photo.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Not that one.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
All right.
Encyclopedia Dan, I don't believe you took that photograph, but you can't argue with me on Festivus Friday.
Yes, he can.
But Tristan, thank you for the call.
My grievance is your lack of understanding of time.
No, you can't. Yes, you can. Who's next?
Scott in Kansas City.
Hi,
hello, Scott.
First, I want to say Dan Weinbaum actually missed a piece of trivia about a story earlier this week. David Johansen of the New York Dolls, he went by Buster Poindexter in the 80s and had a one-hit wonder of the Feeling Hot, Hot, Hot song.
That is correct.
Yeah, so, all right, so my grievance is about people blaming, like, when a new member joins a band, they blame the member when it should be directed elsewhere. I have two examples. First, the obvious one everybody knows is Van Halen, you know, because Remember, the name is Van Halen, so that's on Eddie and, a lesser extent, Alex for bringing in Sammy Hagar. And then the second one is, which probably nobody except you and me knows, the group Rainbow. Like when they, like everybody said, oh, it was ruined when Dio left, and they brought in first Graham Bonnet and then Jolyn Turner. Mm-hmm. And remember, the full name of Rainbow is actually Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow, so it's on Ritchie Blackmore that he would be the one that ruined the band. And I just had to find a grievance that Dana wouldn't care about this week since she's not here.
No, it's a good one. I actually think Rainbow got better when Jolyn Turner joined the band.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Mike in Topeka. Mike, hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Before I share my grievance, I want to preface it by saying that while it is political in nature, it is not about politics. My grievance is that with all of society, that we are taught to not talk about politics. You don't talk about it with your family at Thanksgiving or other family events. You don't talk about it at work. You just avoid the topic. And I think that that does a lot of harm for our society. And rather than being taught not to talk about it, I think we should be taught how to talk about it. I'm not going to say what party I'm affiliated with or what my views are. Suffice it to say that my political views are very different than what most people would think that they are. I know this because I've been told as much on numerous occasions. And as such, I'm kind of the dissenter in my family.
Okay.
So back before the election actually took place, I decided to kind of breach that topic with my family. And we laid out a whole slew of rules on how we were going to do this and how we were going to have these deep, controversial discussions without it ruining our family. And I'm happy to say that we have stuck to that. And while we have had some really, you know, tight conversations and kind of gotten on each other's nerves, we, you know, took a step back and said, oh, we need to take a break and calm down and then come back to the table and continue the discussion. And I think that's something that more of society needs to learn how to do, is have these conversations without it ruining your friendships and family.
Well, Mike, we got to get moving on to other callers, but I want to ask you one quick question. Yeah. And it's partly the reason we don't talk politics on this show. Why would I want to talk about politics with my mother, for example, when there's no way she's going to change my mind and there's no way I'm going to change her mind? We're literally, we're looking for a fight.
One of the biggest rules that we set out is that we're not having this conversation to change anyone's mind. It is just to have an understanding of how the other person views the world and why. It's just to talk about it and kind of get to know each other better. And that's all. And so we don't push to be like, you're right, I'm wrong, I'm right, you're wrong. None of that. It's all just to try to have an understanding.
All right, Mike. Do appreciate the call. That frees up a line. 913-586-7798. Jacob in Independence.
Hi, Jacob.
How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
I got a grievance, and I'm going to throw in a gratitude. Okay. Earlier this week, Sam gave me my first ever live cinnamon gum. It was great. So thanks to Sam and Michael Mack.
You're the one. Okay, good.
Wait, glad. Jacob, are you the trucker guy?
I am.
Oh, hi,
I usually
Jacob.
Work nights, so I'm doing covering up some vacations, so I'm working the afternoons. So I get to listen to y'all live instead of through podcasts. Anyway, my grievance today is realtors and investment companies calling me asking if I want to sell my house. It is about two times a week. And it's just starting to get to the point where I'm tired of it. It's almost as bad as all the political text messages and stuff that we were getting before November.
Mm. Mm.
Too bad Dana didn't have that problem, right?
That's a good one. Thank you,
facts.
Jacob.
Yes.
913-586-7798.
I can echo his grievance because I get texts probably three times a month. I don't even own a home, but for whatever reason, they've got my phone number for my mom's house.
Really?
Yeah.
I got one the other day asking me if I wanted to sell my home, and I said, you must have the wrong number. No, I'm not interested. And then they have the audacity to go, well, do you know of anybody who would like to sell their home, and would you put them in touch with me? We went ahead and blocked him.
Yeah, click.
Lucy in Lee Summit. Lucy, hello.
Hi, Lucy.
Hey, Michael Mackey.
Shalom.
Shalom. So my grievance is, I know, Scott, you had a 20-deep line today of people to wait in, and I'm not sure if you experienced this at all, but the people that have the deep sigh when you're waiting in line, just like they're more important or they're just exhausted. And I feel like people should just kind of keep that inside. But I also had a gratitude.
Well, before you go to the gratitude, would you give us an audible description of the deep sigh?
Oh, for sure. People just get annoyed and then they're just like, oh. my gratitude is that Michael Mackey is on the show this weekend, but also since we've all been talking about inflation of egg prices and everything like that, I'm grateful that I've actually found gas way cheaper than anywhere else. And I found gas for about $1.99.
Where? What?
Yeah. You can too over at Taco Bell, Bean Burrito,
$1.99. Nice.
I see what you did there, Lucy.
Very nice.
Some of that international cuisine.
Delivered well, nice. Lucy. Very good delivery. Quick break. Kyle, John, Bob, Lisa, y'all hang tight. We'll get with everybody in just a moment. If you'd like to join us, you have a grievance, you're welcome to share it at 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. Sam Stevie III, Michael Mackey. I am Scott Parks here on KMBZ. From the text line, my grievance is with anybody driving with their emergency blinkers on with no visible emergency while occupying the inside or middle lane intentionally day and night.
I see that more and more often, and I've never understood what that's all about.
My grievance is with you, Scott, who thinks that we shouldn't movie shame people. If you haven't watched some of the best movies ever, Up, for example, then you should be shamed for that. Okay. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Kyle in Ottawa.
Hi, Kyle.
Hello, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Start off with the gratitude. I'm grateful that I get to go to the hockey game tonight with my wife, sitting in some good seats.
Nice.
But my grievance is about the weather, and not just that it's cold. It's how we report it. When it's 36 degrees out and they say it feels like 26, isn't it actually then 26 degrees? Because if it feels like it, why isn't it 26 degrees? You got a wind chill of 14 miles an hour? Okay, that makes it colder. If the wind's in existence, if the temperature is colder, that's what it is.
That's a hell of a point.
Kyle has spoken, and I'm here for it.
Kyle, enjoy the hockey game tonight.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, be safe, be well.
Do you know I've never been to a hockey game?
Really?
No.
I've been to one.
Kyle, if for some reason your wife can't make it tonight, I'm in.
I take that back. I've been to one professional hockey game.
The Mavericks is a blast out really? There.
That's what I've seen. I went and saw the Mavericks one night. But my neighbor across the street, Kyle, he now plays hockey for KU. And
Kyle?
Hmm? Never no, mind. Not that one. And he played in high school, and I went and watched his club team. And then when KU and MU played last season, I went to watch them out at Silverstein? What's the name of the arena?
I believe it's Cable Dahmer.
Cable Dahmer, that's it. Sorry, Lisa in St. Joe. Lisa, hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, I believe it was yesterday. You guys were talking about possums, except that you got it mixed up. Possums are actually from Australia, and opossums are from Missouri, or North America, you could say. I have a pet one, actually. Her name is Flower, and she's about a year and a half now.
Okay, I can't challenge your grievance, but I know that you're not right.
Are you sure?
I will look it up right now.
Okay, I'm wrong, I'm going to pee myself.
I looked it up yesterday
Lisa,
before
do
I
not
said
pee
it.
Yourself.
Yeah, don't do that.
But Lisa. That is awesome because I have a pet one and she wears like little raincoats and like little bows.
I'm gonna hang on for a second, Lisa. Lisa, let me relook that again because I think I read it wrong. You may be correct, and if so, I will freely admit that I was wrong and have no problem with it.
Yes, sir. And also, they are not rodents. They are marsupials.
That's right. Yep. Hang on, I'm looking it up right now.
Yes, sir.
Wait, please don't call me sir. I'll turn around and start looking for my dad.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
I work at a nursing home, so I'm so used to it.
You call me old?
No, but I might be.
Okay. Hey, Lisa, let me look it up during the bottom of the hour break. If you can stick with us long enough, I can tell you're on your commute. If I am wrong, I will freely admit that I'm wrong.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, all right. Thank you for the call.
Uh-huh.
The opossum is frequently seen, I can read, in North America.
Okay, then I misread it, and I apologize, Lisa. You are right. I am wrong. I swear I did the research on this about a year ago, and it was the opossum in Australia and the possum in America, and clearly I got that reversed.
You did.
Okay.
Congrats.
Thank you. Bob in Kansas City. Hello, Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Man, you are enthusiastic, and I love it. It's going well. Thank you.
Well, I've been so busy trying to get our Missouri legislatures to change Valentine's Day to the name it should be.
What is that?
Happy Forced Affection Day.
Nice.
All right, I'm going to be in a bad spot now.
Yes, you are. If you're married and your wife listens, you are in trouble.
Doesn't listen, but I'm still going to be. Karma's a bad thing.
Yes, it is, Bob. Have a Happy Forced Affection Day.
Thank you.
Okay, be well. Ann in Kansas City.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, good morning, or good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good day.
So I am anonymous, and I plow snow for a local municipality, and so every time it snows, I work a 12-hour shift, and the amount of hate online is my grievance.
Yeah, that's a job where you probably can't satisfy many people.
Anybody. Yeah. It's very difficult to satisfy anybody. And, the simple thing is get your cars off the road. Mm-hmm. Don't park them there. Don't drive them there. And we would get it done in a lickety split. It would be no problem whatsoever.
And can I ask you a question, if you don't mind?
You can ask me all the questions.
All right. Have you ever thought about not reading the hate?
Yeah. I try.
Meh.
I try to not read the hate. I just don't think the general public understands that the drivers don't get to make any decisions. They don't get to decide where to go, how much salt to put down, or even how much of the road to plow. That's all made by our bosses, those decisions.
Yeah.
And, the other thing is we are the epitome of distracted driving. I mean, we are operating a front plow, a wing plow, a spreader. We are also paying attention to our route, other drivers. Children is a big one, too. You'd be so surprised in these residential areas how many children are out playing in the road.
Wow.
I think the average human being would be – I was shocked when I first started doing it. I'm like, wow, how am I supposed to do all this and not die in the worst possible weather conditions imaginable?
Well, Ann, you guys are appreciated. I hope you know that. It's easier to complain than it is to compliment. And
I appreciate that. I mean, we're working 12-hour shifts, and when was the last time you sat in a vehicle, a huge vehicle, and drove for 12 hours in the worst possible weather conditions imaginable?
Probably when I was 20 years old, driving to Atlanta.
Right.
And I think you're antastic. Yeah, I said it.
Ann, thank you. We got to get to the break here at the bottom of the hour, but thank you and all of the people that do what you do. But as I mentioned, go to any, review website and even it could be the best restaurant in town and it's going to be a majority complaining because you're motivated to complain. You're not motivated to compliment for whatever reason. It's not right, but that's just the way it is. It is more easy to complain than it is to give somebody a compliment. And I wish it was reversed. We'll get to more of your calls and grievances here in just a moment. Eileen, you are next, by the way. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. Got time for some more grievances. On this lovely day of love.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day, yes. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. We do have a line open if you want it at 913-586-7798. Sam, do you have a grievance this week?
Do I have a grievance?
Yeah.
What would my grievance be?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
Oh, gosh. I haven't thought about this. You know, I always have something, so give me some time.
I'll come back to you.
All right.
Eileen in North Kansas City.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi, friends. I actually have a challenge and a grievance, and my challenge is based off of Anne's grievance. Give somebody a compliment today and every day. Let somebody know that they're a blessing in your life. You at KMBZ are a blessing in my life. To bring the laughter and joy that you give to our community is amazing. So thank you for that.
Wow. You're so sweet, Eileen. Thank you very much.
My grievance has to do, it's actually a piggyback off of Brad from last week. He was complaining about the interstate signs being dirty. I believe the challenge is that they're falling apart and are unreadable. They're so faded. The paint is faded. I have one that's right by my house that, thank goodness, I know where I'm going. But somebody who's not from around here would not know where they're going. So directional green signage on all the interstates. Look at how awful it looks lately.
You know, I haven't paid that much attention, and I had totally forgotten about his grievance when I went down to Bartle Hall last Saturday. I was looking for a place to park. It was a madhouse, and I just forgot to look at the signs, as I told him I would. So that's on me.
But you knew where you were going.
I did.
Thank goodness.
All right. Well, hey, Eileen, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for being so sweet.
Be well.
Thanks, right. Eileen. Happy Valentine's Day.
Mike in one of the Shawnees. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well.
Show.
Thank you.
It's yours. I got both a gratitude and a grievance. My gratitude is today's my birthday.
Happy birthday, and, Mike.
Thank you. And growing up as late teens, early 20s, I was able to go Dutch on a lot of Valentine's Day outings. So that's my gratitude about that. But now that I'm much older, my grievance is several years ago, I had a restaurant that was offering a free entree on your birthday. But when we got here, they didn't accept it because it was Valentine's Day.
Mm. Now, that's cold. That is cold.
That is cold.
Yeah. And then we just tried to go to a restaurant, a famous steakhouse, and they weren't doing happy hour because it was too crowded. And I felt, and it was Valentine's Day. And it's like, oh, I just want to go for a meal on my birthday.
Mike, what are you doing for your birthday?
Oh, now we're trying to get takeout.
Okay.
So, but
are you doing an international cuisine at Taco Bell?
I would do that, but I don't think my wife would appreciate it.
Not in the
but
morning, she wouldn't.
My other grievance is I'm sure she's going to make me pay for it.
It's already paid for.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's all I got. Thanks for
all right. Listening to me. Happy birthday, Mike. Take care.
That's funny. From the peanut gallery.
Yeah. Jessica in Prairie Village.
Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm here. So I work on Fridays, but right now I'm off. I'm quarantined with COVID. I feel fine, but so I don't get to call in. So I'm very excited to be able to call in.
Glad to have you.
Thank you. So I have composed a short list that will be very quick. Okay. One, people talking and looking at me while driving instead of looking at the road. People who don't do the thank you wave when you let them in. iPhone storage. Unknowingly having the caps lock on when I'm trying to enter my password. Those decorative cut oranges on Asian restaurant plates, and the amount of ED commercials on KMBZ.
That is the most random but effective smattering of grievances.
I believe I counted six, Jessica.
In less than 30 seconds. Props, Mama.
Wahoo. Have a nice weekend.
You do the
you
same.
Too.
Also a violation of KMBZ Festivus Friday rules, but...
That is true. We do have an open line.
As the referee, I will back down.
Thank you. 913-586-7798 if you want to grab it. 913-586-7798. Candace in Mission.
Hi, Candace.
Hi. Well, I just want to accept the challenge and give Ann, the snow truck driver, all the props because I don't know about anyone else, but there's literally no other public vehicle that I'm actually happy to see come down my street more than I am a snowplow.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate them tremendously. My grievance is on the flip side of public service in that my person and I, and yes, I stole that from Dana, my person and I are trying to be better global citizens, and one of our vehicles is up for replacement. And we're trying to figure out if we can survive with just one car. And so I go to figure out bus routes and things and whatnot. And it turns out that our Ride KC app is not accurate in that you can't tell where they're picking up or dropping off or mm-hmm. anything like that. So I called their hotline or whatever because I couldn't get anything. Like when I searched, it kept saying there's no routes available. So I'm like, this is weird. And I'm not a public transportation newbie. I used to live in Seattle. So we did that all the time out there. So I called them today and they literally said, oh yeah, the app isn't accurate. And I'm like, well, so is there a way to figure it out? And they were like, well, you just kind of have to see what works for you. I was like, yeah, we're buying a new car.
Oh. Well, thank you. Did she drop? Oh, Candace, thank you.
No, thanks. Okay.
I couldn't find you on the board. You're on the far right instead of the far left. It's great to hear your voice again, and happy Valentine's Day.
All right. You too,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Candace. Thank you. Bye.
Isaiah in Kansas City. Isaiah, hello.
Hi, Isaiah.
Hey, I've got a gratitude today, and that is for the Dana and Park Show. Great show. Love listening.
Thank you.
My grievance is for missing the Dana and the Dana and Parks show today.
Well, people are entitled to a vacation, and she is on one. No?
I'm not sure about radio shows, though. Are they entitled to vacations? You're pleasing the public.
That's true, but...
Yeah, I'm just sad. You make my day better, so...
Well, I'll give you an update. She just got called a grandma by an Uber driver in Las Vegas.
Now I feel bad for her.
On her vacation. Literally.
Not bad for myself.
She wrote to Emmanuel, it's us again, LOL. We walked upstairs and now we're where you are. And Emmanuel wrote back, okay, grandma.
Poor Dana.
Not a joke. That is not a joke. I'm literally reading right off her Uber text. He drives a Ford Expedition.
He deserves like 3 stars for that.
Okay.
Isaiah, have the best Valentine's Day ever.
Dustin in Warrensburg. Hello.
First, a quick gratitude as I get another Valentine's Day with my wife of 10 years. So thank you for that.
Good for you, man.
I have a weird grievance. I have a coworker who I know will not name, but every time I'm on the radio, he calls me right after. He's an Eagles fan. And you think my grievance is him being a jerk? No, my grievance is he won't brag about anything. He has not had any negative things and not bragging about anything, and he has every right to. And I'm like, quit being nice. You earned it. You get to be a jerk every once in a while.
Well, if he's a true Eagles fan, he would be a jerk. Therefore, if he's nice, he's really not an Eagles fan because they are the worst in the NFL, and everybody knows it.
Well, you can't argue, and I can guarantee you if he's listening at all, my phone's about to ring the moment I hang up the phone.
And he will be pleasant.
Oh, yes, he definitely will.
He'll say, Dustin, that was such a lovely grievance.
Dustin, thank you for thinking of me. Lovely.
That sounds about like him, actually.
Wow. Okay. See you, Dustin. Have a good day.
See ya.
Freeze up a line at 913-586-7798. Scott in Overland Park.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
My grievance is people, I think, need to rethink or reevaluate how they ask for money or beg. The last 3 times people have hit me up for money, you know, the one kid had better brand new tennis shoes, more expensive than what I wear. And the other time, the last 2 times, it's been early morning, pitch black area. The gentleman comes up with nicer, brand new football apparel on, hitting me up for money. And then the last Saturday, same thing, pitch black, parking lot. He pulls up in a vehicle 3 times the value of my vehicle, demanding that I help them out with money. And I think he needs to rethink how to ask for money.
You mean dress more literally and figuratively more poorly is what you're saying?
Well, conservatively, yes. And if, I mean, don't be driving a beautiful, shiny monster SUV hitting me up for some money when he sees me coming out of a petite SUV.
Hmm. Scott, you have been heard, my friend. Matt in Lee's Summit.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, how are you folks?
We are well. Thank you for asking.
So I go back a few. I want you guys to do the 6 to 7 hour live. And Scott, you and I chatted and a few months ago, and I understand you get to have some time off, but I have a solution. And Michael, I've never got to talk to you. What if Michael Mackey could come in 5 days a week and fulfill the 6 to 7 hour with his brand of fantasticness? And we don't, you know, have the bonus hour. Just a thought.
The Michael Mackey Show. I'm in. I'm 100% in. Let's start a campaign, okay. Matt.
Let's get it going. Call Intercom or whoever it is now, and let's get it going. I'll sign on to pay.
Or whoever it is.
Or whoever. Now. Just it's Odyssey, but that's okay. Bless.
Burn.
That was very nice, Matt. Happy Valentine's Day.
That A means something.
All right, we have cleared open the lines. So if you want to get on, this is your chance to get in. We have one more segment left.
Not only do I have one grievance when we get back, I have two.
You have a dose.
Oh, a dose.
All right, so we'll grab a couple more callers during the break, get you on before the end of the hour. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. This is a sad song.
Yeah, but it's about love.
It's about unlove.
I have goosebumps.
Okay, we have 94 calls to get through. Yeah. TikTok.
What are your two grievances?
Okay, so I don't know why this started or when this started or what the heck is going on, but why do people feel the need to stomp on the gas from every stoplight? It is not a drag strip. And being a truck driver, I take off slower because if I stomp on the gas, I'm wasting gas.
Okay.
And so people cut me off. All right, that's one. The other is the New Year's gym rush. It is February 14th. Haven't y'all given up by now?
Wow.
Go home.
Wow. Mike in Waldo. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
So let me preface this by saying that I've been a dog owner my whole life since I was a kid. Always had dogs. Lost my last one about 4 years ago. Acquired a cat about 2 years ago. Through no circumstances of my own, I tried to give her away for a while, decided to keep her. Cats are cool. People need to get off the fact that, you know, dogs are the only pet out there, but this has been the best pet that I've had, one of the best pets I've ever had. And so we get each other. You got to, you know, learn and study what cats are all about, and then you'll get along with them better. So here's my funny. The cat was on the table and knocked off my radio Sunday. KMBZ was playing. I lost it. You know, the dial got moved. I'm trying to find the KMBZ. I'm moving the dial. Guess how I knew when I got to it?
How?
I'm not kidding you.
That's awesome, man.
I about fell over.
That's awesome. Hey, I got to stop you. Great grievance and gratitude, and thank you for listening, Mike. I want to get one more in before the end of the show. Jennifer in Kansas City.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello. Hi.
Hi there.
So I know Valentine's Day is all about hearts, and I just got to say, if you're a funeral director and you don't have a heart, you need to find a new career. My mama died this week, and I had a funeral director that he actually said to me, I'm more empathetic now that my father has passed away. If you've inherited that business and you didn't have empathy before and you still don't have any empathy, move on. This man texted us today and said, you can come pick everything up today. Everything included my mama's cremains. It was a text message. Can you give us a call and have a little empathy? I mean, seriously.
Jennifer, it's a good grievance, and I'm sorry to hear about your mother. Tim in Kansas City, you get the last word if you can do it in 30 seconds.
Go, Tim.
I appreciate the last word. I just got through the stoplight on 71 and Gregory right there. My grievance is the fact that there are lights, three of them in a row, on 71 to begin with. You get through the three lights, and there's nothing but bridges going over 71. So let's go ahead and get rid of the lights, and then we won't have any of that stop and go northbound, southbound 71. I appreciate it. You guys have a good weekend.
Drop your microphone. Well done. We got to run. Bonus hour is next. Or maybe Michael Mackey. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to have time. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Michael Mackey.
Love you guys. Happy Valentine's Day, kids.
My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, you missed it again.